you can train the foot and the ankle in this half kneel position actively by teaching them the short foot in this position. Now have them hold the short foot, and then you can start to vary the rotational challenge. So have them pick up a light ball, put it down, pick it up, put it down. All the while, I'm contracting and holding the short foot.
Welcome to the Dr. JJ Thomas Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Dr. JJ Thomas Podcast. I'm JJ Thomas. Happy to have you here today. Today, we're going to talk about balance. And specifically, we're going to talk about helping your patients with balance from all spectrums, whether they're the geriatric, older patient who is slightly deconditioned and, you know, having a hard time and maybe higher risk or incidence of falling, and also your athlete that sprained their ankle and you have to get them back, right? A pet peeve of mine is when I hear or see about people working with patients on balance and they evaluate them and they're like, oh, you know, single leg, whoa, this test where one foot's in front of the other, oh, they're limited. And then all of a sudden they just put them right to the foam pad and they're doing this and they're throwing stuff at them and do all these things. And they didn't check to see what happens at the hips. So today I hope to impart upon you the importance of, before you even go to the ankles, yes, their ankles may be weak, but we have to see what's happening above the ankles first. So I'm gonna give you some tools for that. The first thing, essentially, you're gonna do is put them in half kneel. Now, if it's an older person and you're nervous about this for them, put them near a wall, help them along. Honestly, fall risk decreases in an older population when they can get up and down off the floor anyway. Body mobility through primal and foundational patterns, as we harp in all our courses and everyone in our staff utilizes here at Primal Physical Therapy, is getting up and down on the floor is it's a life skill. So if they have a hard time getting up and down off the floor, that might be more important than their ankle balance anyway. So you're gonna find a way to get them safely to a half kneeling position. For your athlete, boom, it's easy. Get in a half kneel. They're like, why are they putting me in my half kneel? I sprained my ankle. You'll see. So put them in half kneel. The way to standardize it is, at first, you're gonna have their hip over their knee on the base leg. And you can standardize either. You can either have them with their feet like this or like this. For most people, like this, tucked toes, it's gonna be a little bit easier. But if they have like a toe, sometimes people have toe issues too, so if you wanna take it out of it, it's fine, as long as you standardize it every time you go to test it. So the base leg, knee is under hip. The front leg, in terms of medial lateral or this, you know, plane, you're gonna have ankle in line with knee, in line with hip at first. You're gonna have the knee flexed to 90 degrees. From there, you're gonna guide them to walk that front leg. I'll roll this up so you guys can see my ankle. Walk that front leg over so it's in line with the base knee, okay? And then they're gonna hold their balance there. In that position, you're gonna see what happens. Are their arms rigid and stiff? If their arms are rigid and stiff there, they're not stable in that position. They're not stable in that narrow. I actually got less stable as I was rigid and stiff. But if they're rigid and stiff there, they're compensating, okay? Then from there, you're gonna have them shut their eyes, just like you would in a normal, you know, standing balance test. But in half kneel position, in this narrow half kneel position, what you're actually seeing is what's happening at the pelvis. Is their pelvis responding to changes in medial lateral rotational forces? That's what the ankle is gonna have to do for them. So if they're limited in those patterns, whether it's with eyes closed or eyes open, then you 100% would not wanna put them on that foam pad yet until you've cleaned up this pelvic area first. And so you're gonna start testing that if you aren't already. And when you find these deficits, I'm gonna give you some exercise options you can do with these people. So the first one, actually, and this is in not necessarily in a particular order, but I'm gonna try to do it in a particular order. For easy, like for your maybe your older population patient or someone who's generally deconditioned, you're gonna have them in this position and you're just gonna take a light ball or something and you're just gonna challenge their challenge their balance through moving the ball. So you might have them pick up the ball, like that, pick up the ball, right? You might have them pick up the ball and throw it at you if they're comfortable, if they're safe with that. I wanna make one note, the test position was the narrow half kneel, right? When you're training it, you're gonna have them back in that original position, knee at 90 degrees, ankle, knee, hip in line, knee, hip in line on this side, okay? So just play with the ball. Straight plane, sagittal plane would be the first progression there. And then from there, you could start having them put it on the outside. Pick it up from the outside. Now that's gonna challenge, you'll see my foot, even though I have decent balance, you'll see my front leg working in rotational stability here. Another thing to add is you can use this opportunity to integrate the foot by having them do, have you heard of the short foot, right? So if you zoom in on my foot here, the short foot is when you take the arch and you take the toes. I tell people to imagine you're a lizard suctioning onto a window. And so you're gonna use your toes to grab and suction, keeping the base of the big toe down until you form a little bit of an arch there. And so you can train the foot and the ankle in this half kneel position actively by teaching them the short foot in this position. Now have them hold the short foot and then you can start to vary the rotational challenge. So have them pick up a light ball, put it down, pick it up, put it down. All the while I'm contracting and holding the short foot. Maybe I'm gonna have them weave the ball like this, right? I'm getting short foot, I'm getting hip hinge, I got me on that one, hip hinge, right? It's just a light weight. It's not even a weight, it's just an object, but their gaze is changing, their forces are changing, their rotation is changing, they have to adapt. And in half kneel, it's in a position that they can accept, that they can tolerate, that they can meet that challenge and grow in that position. If you try to have them do all these things in single leg stance on a foam right away, they're not meeting that challenge. You're training a pattern in an individual instant, but you're not gonna make them less susceptible to injury in a real life scenario in that way if you haven't treated the pelvis proximally. So let's go through some more scenarios. You can, I would say, go to, actually the next, I would say the next step would be like a heavier ball, right? So this is an 8-pound ball. So you can do the same things. Grab with the foot, like lizard foot, short foot, and then same things. You could progress them to throwing, catching, if it's now we're talking athletes, right? So short foot, clean it, throw it, catch it down. Clean it, throw it, catch it down. Right? You can go here, rotation, here, rotation, right? You can have them in this position and you can have a catch with them. So now they're gonna rotational into the wall or with you. You're gonna catch it, they're gonna swing it, throw it, catch it. Swing it, throw it, catch it. Training these rotational patterns, also still not forgetting about the ankle and the foot, getting foot engagement, but regressing it to a point where you're challenging this in a way that it's not gonna just jump to a compensation. It's actually gonna give them deliverable improvements. So those are variations with the ball. With the kettlebell, you can do the same kind of patterns here. Clean it up. Here, clean it up. Press it, maybe come down. Right, so all these rotational patterns are gonna be good for lumbopelvic stability, which will translate into single leg stance stability, and then eventually working it towards more dynamic. I wanted to give you one more option here. If the heavy ball is too much, you can have them do similar things in this half kneel position. You can have them just for a more deconditioned patient, you can use a small, you know, these TheraBand balls. You can get them online for very inexpensive. I had a patient make one out of a wiffle ball and she filled it. She cut it, filled it. She's a very awesome patient and taped it and it works. So it's a 1-pound ball. So you can go like this, hip hinge. You can have them like catch it all around. Like they can do their own, right? So they're just adapting and they can be a little creative with it or you can have a catch with them. okay? So changing the pattern up between more control to less control. And then eventually you can even get them, if you want to put them on the foam pad in half kneel, now that's going to challenge them a little differently, right? Another way I like to do this is bring a band. And now you can resist rotation with a band. Once they prove to you that they're more stable in the half kneel position, before you still put them on this single leg stance on a foam, go work up from half kneel to like raised leaning lunge position, right? Then you can do all those same variables. You can do a single leg clean in the static position, rotational. So you can do non-rotational clean. You can do rotational clean, right? Or you can do a dynamic one. Still, I'm not using the foam, but I'm challenging stability, right? You can do a dynamic one where you're here, clean it, and step back. And then stand up, step back. Or you can do the reverse. You can clean it and step up. And that's more of a single leg stance rotational stability, right? Or you could snatch it and come up. So all of these things are really going to challenge their balance. And I'll give you one last one. All of these things you can do without a foam pad from here. Like we call this like a tactical lunge. So you're weaving on the inside. So you're getting rotational stability without having them just do single leg stance balance activity. Hope that helps. I hope you got to see some today, maybe some that were new exercises for you, or just got you thinking outside the box a little bit on how you can address your patients with balance deficits, or either from deconditioning or from coming back off an ankle injury. Till next time, looking forward to hearing from you guys in the comments below, and don't forget to click the subscribe button so that you don't miss out on future content. Take care.